Welcome to 7 Minute Sunday on the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. I'm your host, Ayana Angel, and we are going to spend the next 7 minutes together getting you filled up with inspiration and goodness to get your mind primed to achieve greatness as you enter the week ahead. Today, we're really going to get into getting our mind primed with affirmations. So, our mindset and what we speak into our lives daily can have a significant impact on our future reality. So that's where priming your mind and things like affirmations come in, because big dreams are great, but how we approach our daily lives and the habits that we form, that's what will ultimately set us apart from all of the other dreamers out there, all the other people who have aspirations and goals and these big dreams that they're trying to fulfill. It's about the time that we take to be mindful about these dreams that we want to achieve and the things that we are looking to achieve and looking to do, and how we lay the foundation for ourselves to set ourselves up to actually be able to really not only visualize that we can achieve these dreams, but feel it, know it, understand it, really believe that we can achieve these dreams. And the more that you say certain things to yourself that affirm how dope you are, how talented you are, how creative you are, and how capable you are. So an affirmation is the assertion that something exists or is true. And that's what you want to keep asserting to yourself, that your dreams exist, they're real, you're capable of achieving them. The things that you are stating and putting out there into the universe are true and will happen for you, or have happened for you. As a goal chaser, it's important that you claim the things that you would like to be in your life as though they are, because you have the power to create your reality. And a lot of people are a little bit skeptical about this type of idea and they side-eye it a little bit. But I can say from my own personal experiences, I've seen where speaking things into existence and affirming things has actually worked. It has. And I've told you guys this before, I am not the person who believes any and everything that people tell me. Sometimes you gotta show me. I'm not the, you know, woo-saha, kumbaya person who's like on the bandwagon just because you say it feels good, looks good, and will be good. No, sometimes I need proof. Sometimes I need to see it with my own eyes. I need to experience it with my own eyes. So if you're one of those people who's feeling like, I don't know about this, I've never really tried affirmations, I've heard a lot about affirmations, but it just might not be my thing, I encourage you to just try it. And what I also think is very interesting and sometimes funny is that things that I have affirmed a while ago, then when they actually start to take shape or happen, I'm like, wow, I actually did speak this into existence. And maybe I haven't been speaking it into existence recently or lately, but I spoke it into existence before, and now I see it actually taking shape. So sometimes things don't just happen overnight. We're not talking about affirmations being some magic wand that you wave and all your dreams are gonna come true, all your big goals are gonna happen, and your life is gonna be perfect and great. No, we're living in a reality space here, okay? Shit happens. So you can use your affirmations every day and you still might not see the types of results that you want to see, but you just keep going anyway. What do you have to lose? You don't have anything to lose by just trying to embrace affirmations in your life. And the other thing that I'll say is you can put this positive energy out there and you can expect to receive something. And living in expectation is great, but you also have to do the work and you have to be realistic with yourself. I don't think that it's realistic to say for a person who is completely unemployed and has no ambition and is not going to get out there and do anything to say, I affirm that I'm going to be a millionaire in a month. No, not so much. You know, yes, yeah, some crazy miracle could happen to you, but that's not what we're looking to do. We're not looking to bank on those types of scenarios. What we're looking to do is bank on us, to believe in us, to believe that the things that we're doing right now and today, the action that we're taking now, today, tomorrow, next week, is going to get us where we want to be. That's what we're talking about when we're placing these affirmations in our life. For us, okay? For some other people who are living in this outlandish, crazy, unrealistic world, they can do what the heck they want to do. But for us, over here at Switch, Pivot, or Quit, when we're trying to get our life right, when we're trying to make sure that we are doing everything possible to set ourselves up for the win, this is how we operate. So, I know sometimes getting started with our affirmations can be a bit challenging. So I want to go ahead and just share with you some of the things that I've learned in working with affirmations, and then we'll jump in to me reading you some positive, cool, easy affirmations that I think you can incorporate into your life. And you know what I would suggest? If affirmations are completely foreign to you and you're just like, what am I supposed to do with this? Maybe you just listen to this episode routinely. You can skip through this part and you can get straight to the affirmations, but it'll just help you along that journey and give you a guide and start placing some of those positive things and positive seeds in your mind so that you'll defer to the positive before deferring to the negative. So for me, I find that the best time of day for me to be alone with my thoughts is first thing in the morning, when everything's quiet, nothing's stirring yet, everybody's not stirring yet. And that is where I practice my affirmations and I say them aloud to myself or quietly to myself. So if you're a person that currently practices meditation or any other form of getting centered, you can use your own techniques, but this might be your time period where you want to incorporate your affirmations, those quiet moments that you've already set aside for yourself. Now, for those who are completely new to this space, I'll give you a few steps that might be helpful for you in, you know, incorporating affirmations or just that quiet time and that quiet positive mind time for yourself. But ultimately, you got to do what's comfortable for you. Find your own routine, find your own groove. So the first thing is you can carve out about 15 minutes of personal time before your day needs to get started. 15 minutes, not that much to ask, right? Then you find a comfortable space or comfortable place within your home or wherever you reside. Find a comfortable place to sit. Then you turn off your TV, your phone, put your phone on silent. Anything that might chime, buzz, or beep or distract you, turn it off, put it in the other room, whatever you have to do, just get it out of your vicinity. Then you put all of your worries and other thoughts on pause. Okay, you're pressing the invisible pause button. You're not going to think about these things. You're not going to worry about these things. You're not going to try and figure out anything with anything else that's going on in your life right now. You're pressing pause on everything. Then you're just going to recite your affirmations to yourself. You're going to close your eyes and you're going to silently recite your affirmations to yourself. And if this process incorporates this particular 7-minute Sunday episode, you'll just fast forward through all of this and you'll just press play and you'll listen to my voice reciting the affirmations for you. And you can also recite them along with me. The more you listen to it, the more they will become like second nature. It'll be like singing a song for you. And you'll just know these affirmations. And you'll also be able to call on them in your daily life when things get a bit hectic and you need to bring yourself back down. You maybe need to recenter yourself. Maybe you need to tap into some positive energy because it's a lot of negative floating around. You're ready to go off on somebody. Somebody's pissed you off at the office. Whatever the scenario is, when you start incorporating these positive affirmations into your life, you'll be able to call on them and use them in your time of need, which will be amazing. I guarantee you, you'll enjoy it and you'll notice the difference. You also want to focus on your breathing when you're doing this and allow your mind to get in touch with and comprehend the words that you're reciting. So breathe in and out. Exhale in. Release it. Be smooth with it. You don't have to concentrate on your breathing too much, but just allow your breathing to be natural and slow down. There's nothing excited or fast-paced about this process. And what I like to do when I'm doing my affirmations is also smile at the same time. I like to smile with my affirmations because it just makes me feel good. It makes them feel more positive. It makes them feel more real and approachable. So now we're going to get into these 30 affirmations that you can call on daily, hourly, monthly, weekly, however often you need to help you to get your mind right and primed to achieve greatness. I appreciate all. I show my gratitude. I give thanks. I am fully open and receptive to greatness in every wonderful way. I am creative, resourceful, and resilient. I choose greatness over fear. I am capable and worthy. I feel happier, healthier, and wiser every day that passes. I am responsible for my life and always maintain the power I need to be positive and have joy. I will become more open and less judgmental. I am strong, confident, and kind. I will face my fears courageously today. I focus easily on my key tasks to accomplish my goals. I am love. I am abundance. I am joy. I am beautiful in mind, body, and spirit. I will wrap every thought in love. I sleep in peace and I wake in joy. I am ready to live a life of abundance. I am thankful and I focus on the good things in my life, thereby giving them power to grow and multiply. I am loving and accepting of others, and this creates lasting relationships for me. I am not just surviving, this is my year to thrive. I welcome peace and joy in all aspects of my life. I am a worthwhile person, and I attract joy into my life. I am achieving all of my goals and dreams. As I focus on bliss, it becomes apparent to me that it is truly accessible. I have the courage to be who I really am and share my truth with the world. I can change anything that I want about myself anytime that I choose. I have everything I need right now to accomplish everything I want. All my heart's desires come to me in the perfect time. I release all fear of greatness and success. I am the master of my thoughts. I am uniquely qualified to bring to pass the desires of my heart. I hope you enjoy those affirmations that you can tap into daily, weekly, monthly, hourly, as I said. And I hope they serve you well. And the mindset that you walk through this life with is the most crucial thing that you can focus on. So make sure that you continue to get and keep that mind primed to achieve greatness. I hope you have a wonderful week ahead. Thank you so much for spending time with me on this 7-Minute Sunday. And as always, keep killing it.